This is WUWM. I'm Mayan Silver. A conviction for domestic violence-related disorderly conduct does not prevent someone from carrying concealed guns and other weapons in Wisconsin. That's according to a unanimous state Supreme Court decision issued Friday. It found that disorderly conduct isn't technically a misdemeanor crime of domestic violence under federal law. That's even if the disorderly conduct is domestic abuse-based. The State Justice Department, which approves concealed carry permits, hasn't confirmed how many people the decision will affect. So I spoke with Wisconsin criminal defense attorney Tony Cotton about how he expects the decision to affect gun possession going forward.
This is one of the most monumental decisions I've read in quite a long time. The immediate effect is to, if this is even a phrase, re-enfranchise, as opposed to disenfranchise, tens of thousands of people who previously thought they couldn't possess firearms now can possess firearms. One of the most common calls I get as a defense attorney on a daily basis is somebody who's been convicted of some old disorderly conduct, just like the guy in this decision from 20 years ago or 30 years ago, had an argument with his girlfriend, hasn't possessed a firearm for 20, 30 years. Now the Supreme Court has made it abundantly clear that yes, you can possess a gun if all you have is a domestic disorderly conduct conviction.
And when you say domestic disorderly conduct, you mean something involving someone you live with or have a relationship with, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the typical context in which we would see this concern was domestic violence disorderly conduct. We're not talking about bar fight cases where it's just a bunch of knuckleheads fighting each other. Those weren't the ones that, you know, anybody thought prohibited gun ownership. It was that category of cases, which is the majority of disorderly conduct battery offenses, interspousal, alleged violent behavior, arguments, things of that nature. Those crimes, whether or not they had the modifier, as defense attorneys, we were always concerned that people couldn't possess firearms long term as a result of that.
In the case the state Supreme Court just decided, the defendant broke through the front door of his estranged wife's house, went in with a slab of lumber, threatened her, said he didn't care what would happen to her if he killed her. So for people who don't get it, why is that not a federal misdemeanor crime of domestic violence?
Sure, because federal law requires you to look at the crime itself and whether the crime generally requires the use of force. So even if a particular defendant acted forcibly or acted obnoxiously, that's not enough. What matters in the case for the analysis is, does the misdemeanor crime of domestic violence require as an element the use of physical force? Disorderly conduct absolutely does not require use of force. You can commit disorderly conduct by shouting, being profane, being obnoxious, being boisterous. There's so many ways you can commit that crime. So I think that's why the court was unanimous. I don't think it was a hard decision for them. It's just somewhat astounding that it took until 2022 to have true clarity on this issue. And it's also astounding just to have this Supreme Court unanimously agree on anything. It's remarkable.
Judge Karofsky agreed with the decision, but urged the legislature to take action to close this loophole. She called it a dangerous loophole. What's your take on that?
I don't think it's a dangerous loophole, but she's right. I mean, if the legislature wants to narrow people's gun rights in Wisconsin, it's free to do so. I don't see the Republican-controlled legislature narrowing gun rights, but maybe I'm wrong.
And what about if a prosecutor charges and convicts someone of battery based on domestic abuse?
Yeah. So a person's convicted of a battery offense, that's a different story. That has an element that requires physical force. If the person's a felon, they can't possess a firearm. So by no means does this open the door to, you know, felons going and getting guns again. But it does deal with all those hundreds or thousands or however many people in Wisconsin have disorderly conduct criminal convictions on their record. Even if those convictions, frankly, have been expunged, this would even apply to people not only who have current convictions, but even old expunged convictions still prohibited people from possessing guns. So you'd have to go back through history here. We've had expungement on disorderly conduct for 30, 40, 50, 60 years, as long as I've been alive. So you're talking just a massive number of people now who have been clearly told they can possess firearms.